While he's doing that, we're going to switch gears just a hot second and talk about a couple of other big things that are going on. Energy assistance is very, very important, but also making sure that two of the major institutions in Indianapolis have had some major leadership changes today. One of them is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The other is the Indiana Sports Corporation. On our live line is Allison Melangdon, who was the president of the Indiana Sports Corporation till about 12 noon. When she relinquished that responsibility to go over to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, not to drive race cars, but probably to maybe put in a permanent zip line and other exciting things, and taking her place at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, fleeing the bounds of politics, I believe that's what he said during the press conference, because I've read the tweets, is Ryan Vaughn, who as of October 27th will head Indiana Sports Corporation and no longer be the chief of staff to the mayor of the 11th largest city in the country. Allison and Ryan, welcome. And I understand, Allison, tears were shed. This was a difficult decision for you.
Absolutely. Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, this was a very difficult decision for me. I've been at the Sports Corporation for 20 years, and I love its mission. I love everything it represents. So it was a tough decision for me, but I'm excited about my new opportunity moving forward.
Now, what will you be doing at the Speedway?
I am going to do a lot of event planning. I'm going to supervise the event planning for the month of May and have some responsibilities for the Brickyard and the other events that they do in centralizing their event planning. As you know, they have a lot of events going on out there, a lot of activities, and I'm going to be integrating all those plans and making sure we can continue to make the Speedway the iconic treasure that it is and keep it moving forward.
And Ryan Vaughn, you're going to go back to your amateur athletic days as a swimmer. Now, will that also give you an insight as heading an organization that has put Indianapolis on the map over the last 30 years in terms of making us the amateur sports capital of the country? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. I don't know how much my college swimming is going to help out here, but I've been part of the Sports Corporation and various committees, and worked with the NCAA and Big Ten and certainly the professional sports for a while in both my roles, frankly, as a counselor and as chief of staff. And still have a lot of learning to do from that very excellent staff over there. I look forward to that. But, I feel good about this opportunity. I'm very excited to try and follow in the enormous footsteps of Allison.
And Allison, some people have said when this announcement was leaking out today, they were saying, well, wait a minute, Ryan Vaughn is a former member of the City County Council, an attorney. What does he know about amateur sports? But I remember somebody named Susan Williams, a former member of the City County Council, who did a great, had a political background, but did a great job heading the Sports Corporation.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Amos, Susan was an incredible leader for us. The Sports Corporation, if I look at what I do every day right now as the president of the Sports Corporation, it is a community job. It's not necessarily a sports job. It's using sports to enhance the community, and that's why Ryan's a great fit for this job, because he is involved in the community, has great vision and passion for the community. So I think he's a perfect fit.
Does this, Ryan Vaughn, the fact that you were involved in both the planning for Super Bowl 2012, you're also involved in several of the Final Fours that we have had here, as well as the run-up to Minneapolis stealing the Super Bowl that we were supposed to have coming down the road, does that going to be one of your priorities, figuring out what our next steps are going to be, not only for a Super Bowl, but maybe looking at, what is this college football championship? Why should that always go to warm weather spots? They can come here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are a host of events out there that Indianapolis would be a great fit for. And my responsibility, along with the board and the staff and members of the community, is really to reach out and see where we're the best fit and how we best compete to bring those events here.
The other thing is, a person that has had the responsibilities that you have had of chief of staffs of mayors of major cities or governors of sovereign states or presidents of the United States, that is a high-pressure job, more high-pressure than Andrew Luck going up against Philadelphia on Monday. Is this also an opportunity for you to find life after politics?
You and I have had this conversation on a personal level before, how important it is to both of us to really that our work contribute to the community. And I've enjoyed that as a counselor. I've enjoyed it as mayor's chief of staff. But this is an opportunity that allows me to have that same mission. And it is outside of politics. It's apolitical because it's focused on the city and on the state and how we attract these events and how we make positive impacts at every place. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, you will still be working on behalf of the people of Indianapolis and Marion County through, what is it, the 27th, to make sure we get a budget?
Correct. Yeah, the budget, I think, is actually voted on the 20th. But my last day will be the 24th, my first day at the Sports Corp will be the 27th.
And Allison, you're there till the 24th, or you know, when are you going out to Speedway?
Yes, I will stay there till the 24th, and then I will transition to the Speedway the following week. So there'll be no one missing in the president's chair. It'll go from my chair to Ryan's chair.
And see, Ryan, this could be an incentive for Democrats and Republicans to finish the budget a couple of weeks early.
That would be fantastic. I could take a week off.
See, that would be the farewell present they both parties could give to you.
That'd be awesome.
Ryan Vaughn, the incoming new president of the Indiana Sports Corporation, following in the footsteps of some outstanding leadership that has headed the organization, as well as Allison Melangdon moving on to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Amos.
Thank you, Amos.